Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Entertaining, informative, and everything you enjoy about the outdoors. And now, with our host, Eric Olson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. One more week, Ava.
I know, it's just flying by. Summer, really. What's happening?
I don't know. I can't explain it. But nonetheless, we got a great show for you coming up. Last week, we talked a little bit about grizzlies and some of the new laws that were in place. This week, we're going to talk about it with a gentleman from Seattle area. He has his own show on ESPN Radio, The Outdoor Line. It's for Tom Nelson. He's joined us before, friend of the show. He's going to be coming on with us. We're going to talk some other stuff as well. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss this one. Be right back. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you as well.
As they say, it's good to be seen.
Yes, and Don, he warned us last week he's going to be absent for a while. So, if anybody's wondering where he's at, he's gone.
Must be rough, right?
Yeah. We were just saying that I'm a stay-at-home mom who works. He's a retired man who works. I mean,
he works. Yeah.
And
He plays.
He plays as much as he works, but he still works. He's a very busy man.
I'm not going to let him have that. I'm just going to say he plays.
I'm over here on Team Don this week.
That's okay.
Team Don.
I'm okay. That's all good.
I'll be the defender.
It's all good. Well, I'm excited today because we got a buddy of mine that's coming on, Tom Nelson, and he's the host of ESPN Radio's The Outdoor Line. We're going to have him on today. He's actually going to be on, as I understand, it's sometime in this week. He's going to be on Waters World, Jesse Waters on Fox News. They're going to be talking about some outdoor issues. And he and his partner, Joey Pyburn, they've been friends of that show. So they have a lot of insight to help discuss various legislation things that are going on, legislative decisions, and what's going on out in various pieces and parts of the country. So kind of a cool deal. As many of you probably are aware, I am kind of the voice for the treatments or the zebra mussels in aquatic invasive species, the AIS program. Have been doing that for a number of years. And, you know, it's one of those things, it's a tough road because, you know, there's a lot of things that will impact how effective really everybody is in preventing spreading of AIS because it, you know, they can hitch a ride along in your boat and your live wells and whatever else. But the challenge is realizing just how easily they can be transported.
Mm-hmm.
So you start moving and looking and saying, okay, what can we do if there's lakes that are, shall we say, infested by, example, zebra mussels? There's been a lot of treatments that have been done before. There's discussions of various methods and sections of lakes that they've been trying different things on. And one such thing, it was being tested first time ever in the Minnesota Minneapolis Metro. It's called Lake Riley. And this is through the University of Minnesota. One of the PhD students are working with the Aquatic Invasive Species Research Center. And that's a Southwest Twin City Metro Lake. And they were applying what's called copper sulfate. First time ever that they're trying it. Research has said they've had development testing. They had to go through extensive testing. They don't want to obviously have negative impact in and on the resource, the lake, and the habitat that's in the lake. But this person, her name is Olivia Niffier, and she said it's been a long time coming. There's been multiple PhD students working on this problem even before she had arrived. And I'm just a student that gets to push this over the finish line. She's very grateful for all the students before her that were dealing with zebra mussels and understanding processes and pieces and parts that got it to this point. On July 13th, it was the start of this phase and the groundbreaking of low-dose copper application project. Over a three-week period, there's a contractor, a PLM Lake and Management Corporation. They'll be spreading hundreds of gallons of EarthTech QZ, that's an EPA-approved copper sulfate solution, throughout the 296-acre lake. PLM uses computers and GPS to guide the boats through the water to evenly distribute the chemical. We're applying an incredibly low dose, only 10 to 11% of the maximum dose allowed. We're trying to target only zebra mussels and not have harmful effects on anything else in the lake, the fish, the community, plants, and snails. And the dose is so low, it does not impact recreational uses of the lake, like swimming or skiing. It's very safe. The copper sulfate is being distributed in Lake Riley, is specifically targeting zebra mussel, veligers, the larval stage, and juvenile zebra mussels. Once the treatment's complete, the U of M will collaborate with the USGS, or the U.S. Geological Survey. I couldn't get that one out if I tried. The Environmental Science Center, Riley Purgatory Bluff Creek Watershed District, and Lake Riley Improvement Association to monitor the lake water quality and the zebra mussel population to see if it worked. We plan to monitor all aspects of the lake's ecosystem for at least 2 to 3 years post-treatment.
Awesome. And how often do they have to do the treatment? Does it say?
Let's get to that. For years, the copper sulfate's been used to control algae growth and invasive vegetation in the lakes, but only recently used on zebra mussels. It's a new technology. Started doing lab experiments to see if it would kill zebra mussels in a jar, in a jarro. And as it turns out, they did, and it worked. And very important piece of this. So non-native mussels are first introduced in the U.S. in the 80s, and that's one of the things they want to curb. According to DNR, 5% of the lakes in the state, 378 of them, are infested with Zebes, as we call them, and they are ecosystem engineers. They essentially change the lake just by being in it. So we'll read up more on that and hope that is a positive.
Did it say how often they have to do it, though?
No, did not. No.
Just the one time, maybe?
I think it's probably the one time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good news.
It's going to
hopefully
be good.
It goes well.
I think it very well may do that. Well, stay tuned, you guys. We got Tom Nelson coming up. We're going to talk about the grizzly and the deregulation of that population and see what happens there and what Tom's learned about it since we talked last week. Stay tuned.